board.
All right, as always, gentlemen, thank you all so much for joining for our weekly 100 Men in Prayer call. Very excited about this week. We are rounding out the month of April with, I still call him my pastor, from my home church in Raleigh, North Carolina, Reverend Dr. Joe L. Stevenson from Macedonia New Life Church. Reverend Stevenson, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. It is a delight and a joy to be considered a part of this 100 Men in Prayer design and vision that the Holy Spirit rested and settled in the hearts of our very own young brother, whose vision for ministry is clear. Brother RJ, very proud of you. And I want to encourage your heart for this season that God has burdened your heart with this call to invite and encourage men to join us on this live Zoom 100 Men in Prayer initiative. And as we go forward in this season, Macedonia New Life Church is the better because of your giftings and graces and that of your family, RJ, and I want to make that known publicly. But my task in this full month of 100 men praying on this Monday is certainly coming at a time where I believe the Holy Spirit is positioning men for such a time as this to be the tip of the spear in leading our families and leading our communities, our churches as pastors, our children to a place wherein God will be glorified in this pandemic. There's a passage of scripture that I would just like to just establish in your hearing. It's a familiar thought that I refer to from time to time, and I think this is an appropriate time in the season of the pandemic to help men and boys to really position ourselves for how God desires to use us in this season. And it's in Judges chapter 12, verse 5 and 6, and I want to read it. And here's how it is read, how it's penned. The Gileadites seized the fords of the Jordan before the Ephraimites arrived. And when any Ephraimite who escaped said, "Let me cross over," the men of Gilead would say to him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" And if he said, "No," then they would say to him, "Then say Shibboleth." And he would say Sibboleth, where he could not pronounce it right. Now that's important because the verse continues, "Then they would take him and kill him at the fords of the Jordan. And there fell at that time 42,000 Ephraimites." Now that is a very large number of men to die. 42,000, according to this scripture in Judges, died. And the reason why they died had nothing to do with economics. It had nothing to do with the economy. It had nothing to do with religion. It had nothing to do with politics. It had to do with the fact that there was a simple word that they could not say. And I would like to encourage in this season of the pandemic that we all consider the importance of words that we cannot say and the impact that it has on our families, on our homes, in our churches, in our communities, words that we cannot say. I want to read it again because I want to spell it to you. Here's how simple it is, but yet how complex it is. Then say Shibboleth, and he would say Sibboleth. The first spelling is S-H-I-B-B-O-L-E-T-H. And the second is S-I-B-B-O-L-E-T-H. they sound the same, but they are spelled incorrectly. And because of that, or they're spelled differently. And because of that, he couldn't pronounce it. So the question that in this season of the pandemic, how many people are hurting, or will we hurt, or can we hurt because of words we cannot say, because of sentiments that we cannot express, because of the heart of love that we do not express? He said, say Sibboleth, and he said Shibboleth. How many in this season of the pandemic, COVID-19, are needlessly suffering? And we get this every day in the news briefings, wherein because of miscommunication or because of political involvement. And I want to encourage each of us that's on this Zoom conference, in this Zoom room, and those that are a part of the ministry work that our brother RJ has put together, 100 men praying, that in this season that we say the words, and we say the words correctly, that we express correctly our hearts, that we express our faith in a way that is helpful, and in a way that is community building, and in a way that is strengthening, and not in a way that destroys. All because of what could not be said in this text that I read, 42,000 people needlessly died. We're in a season where we need to be able to say some words that's going to lift up. Words like, be encouraged. Words like, I love you. Words and expressions such as, we are in this together. When was the last time somebody was injured because of what you could not say? How many people have we literally saw fall by the wayside because of what we cannot say? I mean, it's plain and simple in the scripture that I read. They said, say, Shibboleth, but because they couldn't pronounce it, instead of saying Shibboleth, they said Sibboleth. That's such a small mistake, but the huge consequence. How difficult is it for us to say to one another in a season and in a time when we should be working together, coming together, that we should say the words right? How many of our family, how many of our friends, how many of our foes who could have become friends, had we simply said the words, you matter to me. I matter, I hope to you, but you matter to me. And I wanna say that now. I wanna say it in this season, Brother RJ, you matter to me. And those that are on this Zoom conference, God would have us in this season to say words that bring life, because the tongue has the ability to speak life. The tongue has the ability to also bring death. So the question is, in this season of COVID-19, where we are praying and believing God to be on the other side of this, that means that we're gonna have to say words that will bring life and not words that will bring destruction. How easy is it for us to injure when we don't say it right? The text says, say Sibboleth, but because he couldn't say it right, 42,000 funerals, 42,000 eulogies, 42,000 children woke up to the home of their father not being there. How many people can we speak life to in the season just by saying the words correctly? Now, I recognize that sometimes our social, this social distancing doesn't allow us or give us a chance to get together, but I believe that there are words we can say that will help us to get together while we are apart. Words such as, hang on in there. Words such as, we will come through this thing. Words such as, I have a feeling that everything, I mean, it's going to be all right. Doesn't have to be so theologically deep in this season or in this session, but because God has given us in this season a measure of love in that our hearts will reach out. We are connected right now. And I want to encourage you in this season to be intentional, to say those words that would bring life. It just so happened in the text that I read to you that this was a test to see if they were a part of the same cultural family. And when they realized that they weren't, then they realized that they were outsiders trying to come in. Which is why in this season, we're going to have to do this together. So it's not a matter of cultural differences now. Now it's a matter of I need you and we need each other in order to survive. So there are some words I want you to think about. I want you to think about words that's difficult to say, like I'm sorry, or words that releases people from the pain of perhaps what may be a known or an unknown situation, or I accept your apology, or I apologize. An apology is a word that if you don't say it, if you can't say it, have injured people who only want to hear those words, who only want to hear, I'm sorry, who only want to hear, I wronged you, I was wrong, I'm raising my hand, I was wrong, I said some things that I should not have said, I apologize. And I'm free from that. But how about another word? I accept your apology. How many people have died because we couldn't say, I accept your apology? How many people are hurting and struggling even now because we've said, I'm not ready to forgive you. Say the word. Say these words that will bring life to people. Say the words that will bring encouragement. Say the words that will encourage people to look up and see another day. In this season of a worldwide pandemic, what a wonderful opportunity God has given. And as men and boys, God, I believe, have made us to be the spear, the tip of the spear, to speak words of life and encouragement. And God is using a young brother to shake us up as men and boys to say the words. So what is the word that you're going to say? What is the word? And you're going to have to say it right. And you're going to have to say it because the world is hungry for a living word, a word that will bring life. And words that we cannot say need not be the result of anybody else dying because of what we cannot say. I'm gonna set you free. I'm gonna give you life. I'm gonna speak life, health, and healing into your body, into your spirit. Why? Because you matter. And I want to close in this moment of prayer that will help us in this season. As earlier today, I was talking with my family, playing with my grandchildren, and reminding as best. In fact, I start out every morning saying words of life and trying to remind each one of the value. You matter. So I ask that you would bow with me. If you're driving, I want you to keep driving, but keep your eyes open on the road. Father in heaven, I thank you for this moment. We thank you for in this season you have raised up Brother RJ to bring men and boys together on this Zoom conference and those who are watching via Facebook Live. You got to challenge us in this season to say the word. And oh God, that we would look and consider how our words that we could not say have injured so many. And in the season of COVID-19, God, there are some words that we need to say. There are some words that we should say, words such as, I love you, words such as, I need you, words such as, we will come through this, words that will bring life. And God, I ask God in this season that as we pray as men and boys, God, that even with our families, that we say the words that need to be said to bring life. Our friends, that we say the words that would bring life, and even our foes, that we would say the words that would make our foes become our friends in a season that you have given for a time such as this. In the strong name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Say the word, my brothers and my friends, and nobody should die because of words that we cannot say. Brother RJ, I thank you, brother, for allowing me to be a part of this journey. And I'm here for you, and we are proud of you at Macedonia New Life Church. To all of my family that's watching via the Zoom conference, and your family, I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. All right, Brother RJ, back to you.
Stevenson, thank you so much. A very timely word. We're just so grateful that God is continuing to move in this time. One thing that we have or that remains consistent is that he's still God. And no matter what pandemic, no matter what situation, he still sits on the throne. And we're thankful for your reminder, to say the words correctly. Thank you so much for that. Brothers, thank you again for joining. Two quick announcements. Initially, we were scheduled to complete this 100 Men in Prayer initiative in the month of April, but because of the great response, and not just those that are watching live, but those who go back and listen to the playback on the website. It's been a great response. People are being blessed. And so we want to continue this through the month of May and beyond, until the Holy Spirit says stop. So we're really excited. I'm really excited. So next week, we will continue. You should see the flyer there. We will have Bishop Roy Tucker from the Praising Place here in Charlotte, North Carolina, leading us next week. So please join us, same place, same time, 12 o'clock on Monday. Last thing I want to do, and we've done this every week, it's important for me. I'm a giver. I'm a sower. And I understand that during, COVID-19, that churches across the country are doing their absolute best to continue to function and deliver the word of God. And we want to be a blessing to Macedonia New Life Church. So if brothers, you can join me in sowing a seed, you can send your offering, quote unquote, directly here to my Cash App. Is PEM Gives. That's the letter P, the letter E, the letter M, Gives. And we're going to collect that. And again, I said this every week, my wife and I have been tremendously blessed. We are both still working, still receiving full paychecks. So this is not going to benefit me in any way. I give 100%. Plus I add to the offering to support the great ministries that are still operating from around the world. And so we appreciate you, Reverend Stevenson. We are going to sow our seed to Macedonia New Life Church in this time so that you can continue to do ministry easily and continue to deliver the word of God as you've consistently done. So we are so grateful. brothers again every Monday for the month of May. We will be here. Stay tuned for more updates. And if you have any questions, always don't hesitate to reach out. Reverend Stevenson, thank you again. Brothers, have a great Monday and an awesome week. God bless you.
Be blessed, everybody. Enjoy your day.